This is Weston Martinez's third campaign for the city council, so I wondered how he's making this one different from the others.
People know that I've been engaged, that I've stayed engaged, you know, that I do have a servant's heart.
And maybe the biggest difference, he says, is more name recognition. He says people know he's been working hard on issues, no matter if he's in office or not. One of those issues is the streetcar project, which he thinks can still be derailed. Martinez says the city council is attacking the city with a liberal agenda. He says one example is a council vote to curb teen pregnancy with an expensive contraceptive implant.
And they're going to spend $900,000 on 375 girls? I mean, you could do an abstinence program across the entire city and educate everyone.
He says that's not traditional and it doesn't solve the problem. Yet Martinez says Joe Cryer, the interim councilman for District 9, voted for it.
You know, traditional San Antonio values is what has continued to make San Antonio a great city, and it's what will continue to make us a great city, but those values are under attack.
Martinez says he's got a water plan to capture clean water discharged into the river. He wants to pipe it north to the Edwards Aquifer Recharge Area.
As San Antonio grows, we have an opportunity to continue to catch the water. Now, we still send water downstream, but instead of going into stage 3 water restrictions in January, now we have more control. We'll actually know the quantity of water that we have.
Martinez faces Bert Ciccone, Donald Orion, Corey Clark, and Cryer. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.